Shodut nish Clare Nigel shame a hat and say us salter. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'd like to welcome you to this bilingual programme with part of it in the English language, as Lesh Perchy Sahilg, and with part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Banning, the Isle of Man. As Bannachtat Rish. Now, William Gell has praised Sir James Gell. Sir James Gell had died in 1905, the year before this poem. Sir James Gell had been Attorney General. He'd been Deemster and Clerk of the Rolls, but earlier he'd started off as the High Bailiff of his native Castletown. But again from Castletown, William Gell turns back a little way again. Sir Skeel, an Erdnyau Ben, as Chaglum na Brerach and Grim, to Sharwent a Ri, an Unperche in Erdnyau, taing Ednals just a Ri, as Chaliers, to Shen Benton Risha Chinyager, te Fedden Mach, to Valley Tiggle, na Taoshigan, as Bain the Grey. A song from Wales now about a prize winning horse, Mach Glass, and it's sung by the Welsh band Abank. Tawys Gais Jachris Radio Banning Stasiwn the Nasiwn Fysgol yr Sgeiliau Mach by Dwlish Alan Fanning.
Gen i bach glas yn toli ac yn tasgu Does dyma fath yn siir o'r teibi
Welsh band Avanc, who played for Cruniach in the Celtic Myths and Legends concert and also in St German's Cathedral and at the Black Dog Pizza Oven, so a busy few days for them. Now Ballasalla, next in turn, sweet clustering by the Silverburn, fond recollections here return. And writing in 1925, J.J. Neen says, probably Salla or Salach was the old Gaelic name of the Silverburn. And he talks about Ballasalla as the village of the Sally or Willow River. He notes a version of the village name as Ballyhalach rather than Ballyhsalach, and says the Manx name is formed on the assumption that Salach is an adjective meaning dirty, and is probably a modern corruption. Well, George Bodrick's Volume 6 for the Sheading of Russian doesn't actually cover Ballasalla, but in his A Dictionary of Manx Place Names he mentions Ballyhalach. And he says, there seems to be a trace here of a tendency to lenite the second element of any compound, a feature of revivalist Manx of the 19th and early 20th centuries. Of Ballasalla itself, he says, farm of, by, in, the willow trees. He refers to this apparently rogue version of Ballyhalach and says, on the other hand, the name may simply be dirty, soiled, sordid farm. For Cassid Jinter and Charvent, your charide, are any guide fainia ven rain, ach lesh tigle colortus tutnatunnigan uns close a castle, te chit lesh prowl de belliona. Mar culina ten ri cor cabal as perdurg den Charvent, de golmach as fagan and sail. Chaus de marciac liorish poil, te clashen tri yeastan, dobberan de balad goch masnan a shuanan, as de ginad cherachtan man a balad cosna bacchus an ustia, maso te corad shis an ustia rish, tat cor buiste as grey de ginad cor leachte. Eistan sharvent clashen rin a snyangan an gagan, machion trimid a chabal ega, strai na snyangan an bachta fon eignan ega. Maso, te chindeas te cor erad cabal gul red elia. Tarina snyangan an buisul de, as greid a jinnig co leach de. Eis te chit er fiach, as a moir fiach, ta ciau na fiega och asun ed, er nold of arad gyr awr. Tan sherwent, maru a cabal ega son na fiega de hi, as te gul rosh chosh. Now, were two of the Barley Shakes. The Barley Shakes is a band that got together in Dublin to start with, and it features Alan and Kirsten Kelly, and they're now based in Brisbane in Australia, and this is one of Alan's songs, and it's called Jim's Bike.
Jim Riddell's a push biker, he straddles a lamb wool seat. At 91 years old, the nicest bloke you'd ever meet. Ah, the day he bought his bicycle 65 years ago was the day he met his true love, don't you know? Jim, we're gonna get your bike back, the blue bike that brought you love. We know it's got white mud guards, you dirty thieving slugs. You better ride her like you stole her, 'cause you won't be far behind. We've got Jimmy on our minds. We've got Jimmy on our minds. It was a sunny day in springtime, the day he bought his bike. He rode it to the local dance, it was a turning point in his life. That very night he swore his heart to his one true love, and he promised her his crossbar and his love. Yeah, Jim, we're gonna get your bike back, the blue bike that brought you love. We know it's got white mud guards, you dirty thieving slugs. You better ride her like you stole her, 'cause we won't be far behind. We've got Jimmy on our minds. We've got Jimmy on our minds. Thank you. you do have information that might help us solve this case, call the good police of Rockhampton anytime, night or day. It's a bright blue stadium bicycle, it's what we seek to find. This bike, it's one of a kind. Jim, we're gonna get your bike back, the blue bike that brought you love. We know it's got white mud guards, yet they're deep thieving slugs. You better ride her like you stole her, cause we won't be far behind. We've got Jimmy on our mind. We've got Jimmy on our mind. Jim, we're gonna get your bike back, the blue bike that brought you love. We know it's got white mud guards, yet they're deep thieving slugs. You better ride. Jimmy on our mind. We've got Jimmy on our mind.
The Barley Shakes, and it's a true story, in fact, it's set in Rockhampton in Queensland. Ons baalje te dunje fogrige maag, dat je een nienijl en een rie poese dunje viskulina over dolly. Ach, maar een welletje het lesch, dat be a courage gebes. Ten charvent, as she dun ye egeshen, greide genicor eber. Ten reek jou feine air sachin, as teer en charvent fedny. Och eeshten a tree eastent chit sha, as tot fedden a feine air a hon. Ach ten yena reek hunt a beg jay, as ti cor air kulina over dolly elje. Ti scale mach jay sec len de ras millet der a fair, as te eerson troggle ni sulju jaw as corrid on ne sec lurish a lair gine. Ach tretan vadran chit te fagin de vil na snyengen in ergit, as e chrogl nis de chulju ras er a hon, de lina na jai sec rish, as gerau eir ongrain kalt. Henken yna ri hien stiach sig era, as honnig iles yndis der awa dunieg, an yna olio va courage erda, you know. Ach a dodi liga den chri mwrlach ek chit de vil yait. J.J. Neen mentions that what he says is the probability that Salah or Salach was the old Gaelic name of the Silverburn. George Broderick mentions the thought of Professor Karl Marstrander that it might be from Fylleburn, with the first part of it similar to what's found in the name Fildraw. It's based on an old Norse word meaning a plank bridge, which would have gone across the river. But another academic, Gillian Fellows Jensen, is unconvinced that the word for a gangplank bridge would be used for the river itself. So Fildraw, J.J. Neen, gives a derivation from fell, a fence, which Broderick sees as more convincing, which removes any suggestion of the sill in Silverburn having been fill. For Silverburn, J.J. Neen says, Silver Stream. This river is called Awyn Ergid, Silver River in Manx, but this is probably a modern Gaelic rendering of its present name. Higher up the river runs in the Silverdale, and it looks as though this is just from a description of the river looking bright like silver as it runs down. Thank you. And that's a Scottish band that played in the first concert from Cruinniach this year, Rura, and fiddle player Jack Smedley's composition, The Crossing. Stasiun yn asiun dy radio fanning, si Claire na gael wyser y clas yn cart nes, mer yn pyn, Robert Cytyn Cors o Robert y Corslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
To Claire na gael wyser y clas yn rysiacht yn lwg ti gwlwyr sgeliau mach, lwyr eich golgus yn y deg y radio fanning ys brw y craman eich rys, ys ti ddech edyn mas dy olywn y Claire yn yn sien. The podcast yn genius, a sien rhaid yn nasty trwy dyn ni ddeg y radio fanning, na trwy dyn rhaid i'r The Podcast Show, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Now, William Gell says of the area, how reminiscent of the days of youth, when in our childish ways we romped the abbey in our plays, until such time the village school would ope, according to set rule, where... Perched on pedagogic stool sat one-armed Watterson so stern, while we our ABCs would learn. Still o'er these scenes the soul will yearn. Now footnote here says, a portion of the writer's boyhood was spent in this neighbourhood. Well, I've tried to find one-armed Watterson, but the only teacher of the name of Watterson I've found is John Watterson, but he taught at Ballymarna School. William Gell was born in November 1847, and he was evidently preschool in Ballasalla before starting there. Now, from 1853 to 1856, the Reverend Gill of Kirkmaloe was advertising for a schoolmaster with a charge over two pupil teachers and a school of 100 pupils. But there are two mentions of Ballasalla schoolmasters getting married, one in 1856 and the other in 1859, and they were respectively a John Kane and a Mr. Ball. Ger dy fel eich hwlin yn de ofach, y bu eisyn y dynnu pwysi em, mae'n y fel eich cor leis daw wyl fai bilio fei. Yr aw ffiseg yn dynnu eig ar y bolb yn bilio dy'r gedden. A chawi toiacht as hae roches, na sorgers na sorger, chawd zodach na lurga canega ea emyrga, a charawi treistiel ych hor ar bi dda jenach ei fedyn ei. Trefi yng ngol trw trir y riachtan, henc ei ffaster dy raw gus ceil, as hwg ei a hun na haif o bilia, dy liega dy sefyn chi der. A chil ei sian dy sgreba master na banganan, as ren ŵl er y tŵsym stiach sa lawega. Chalirach, detyl tri fi hwga, as henkyd dy fein yn siadw er y gliwnega, as dŵrdad. Shingen y tri fi ega ren ŵl i frei fai gedyn bes fai agres. Tre desyn dy fein mŵr, as hil sy'n dyr awa syrra yn ŵl era, detyl sy'n herys y fŵr gys gerra y teil, bolt yn bilio dy fein y lladw. An important element of the Celtic Myths and Legends concert was the contribution of Curjan Cujach with Manx folklore, including this about Mananan MacLear, or Mananan MacLear.
Thank you. cosmic wisdom, mailed a heat duck and then as a chief of battle, and make a glass star play. Splash and a nod and ink, murk, he should murk, murk, cheer a dark eel, no. Yen, I get on your heart, whoever will hear, shush, you in the back on Kittle, shush, and the trail man, and then call you, man, and then show the shirt, cosmic wisdom, mailed a heat duck and then as a chief of battle, make a glass star play.
A part of the traditionary ballad dating from the 15th century, when the name in the lyrics fits the scansion of Maninan in some places and as Mananan in others, so that shows the pronunciation in the process of change at that time to become Mananan generally here in the island. Nish is na fi, tashna chorlien Dutch an ool. As eil en de vogar en dunye gul tayacht er jorneag at the valia. As hug a leshen ulera den yin elen a ri, as charau leshtiler bi ar marnek. Mor so rennet scara an ul de ve, as rennet ia rachelia, as vena kriach an och gint len de grai, as vat bech ons manre skin square, gus va eish moor oru. As shen gerra a skil mchion an urt nyau ben, as hanodum greid of omiolach rish a skeel shen a chorer be. As nish a skeel en misich, a strau, a gael, as a ponra, as te begin gurish skeel elia heel shen, ve just genusus purge skeel elia, as te courage kujach mor sledden skeel a so de jean. Va becha ons balia beg chira, drau, shan ven ver chaglum stenia vi de fonrachen, as we are chi cograd. Mersor any for the isles a chalachek. As rahai cor a lost and a share, hookish jack on leaden dorn the hoonlach. As something strange in what William Gell writes about his school days is learning what is written down here as A B abs, all in inverted commas and written A hyphen B hyphen ABS. Now, I suspect the book compositors followed the newspaper text, but this should have been ABCs, written A-B-C, inverted comma S, which is how I read it out just now. But A-B-ABS is the strange way it appears in both the newspaper and book. Balasala Parochial School was built in 1833 on land once owned by Russian Abbey, where, preschool, William Gell says he used to romp. And he writes now, here, backward in the days of old, stood Russian Abbey, famed stronghold of Manin's church, a goodly fold, when pious monks and saintly nuns, to plead for Manin's erring sons, poured forth their daily orisons. Well, Russian Abbey was a male domain, unless the nuns of St. Bridget's just outside Douglas are to be classed as belonging to the one establishment. We'd have the McGoldrick family now with Kira singing. This is a song she sang for us in Miller's Tale in Michael Street in Peel. And this is The Lakes of Pontchartrain. Thank you. The McGoldrick family with a song sung by concertina player Kira. And during Ngrunyach's Celtic Myths and Legends concert, Kira played a beautiful, haunting slow air that was absolutely magical. The McGoldricks are part of the Irish diaspora based in Manchester. In the Chronicles of the Kings of Man and the Isles, it mentions that the monks of Rushen Abbey spent a year at the nunnery, presumably for work to be done at Rushen Abbey, of which Gill writes, "Last of the monasteries thou, whom earnest souls did well endow. Alas, where is their bounty now?" It wasn't ordered to close in Henry VIII's purge, but the monks evidently saw it as the safer option to voluntarily dissolve. Another religious building now. And fondly in the memory still, the dear old church upon the hill, and good, refined old Parson Gill. In 1828, the Reverend William Gill was the first crown appointment to Kirkmaloe after the crown bought patronage of the church from the Duke of Atholl. He held that office, did Mr. Reverend Gill, for 43 years until his death in 1871, and he was succeeded by one of his four clergyman sons, the Reverend Hugh Stowell Gill, who in 1895 was appointed Rector of Andrews and Archdeacon of Man. Treven a pónrach an goltaich de clais a fot, ren ferdiau tujam magas, as van a lai gin gael be courage de fagas de strau von shen hanna. De lia ren gael jerk les chas lima magas an ail, as henke kujach rish a fire. Shen strau van chid er de goltaich des durti, chergen vien, grenacht henk shu de vei on shaw. Dregger a gael, Ren mi lima mach as an ail trwyd eich fai fwr, na son sigur as fai na'r jyt da fe marw, baid na'r fai laws dit gys lai. Dŵr da pônra, da mis nis ar jyt mach lys sledyn chragan, ach da bech yn chan fen ar chwmwl mi sa ffot, baid na'r fai ar mychogrych da fai glai fwg gyrish mychom regan. As a bech eri sier ar fe em nod a dŵr yn straw, fy'n tian fen yn un y wael as Jech Jane y Brerchyn. As heard in Gulldas Gag, and not so long ago, more Welsh music from the band Avanc, and that was their tribute to the amazing Barry, yr Angheuol Barry.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Sure, the station, the National Radio Banning, as a gutre ton, she clare na gael vis gulur scalia mach. Mish, Robert cutting carl mutter, Robert a carlach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
3 feet in renny troggle nis egan untre, as renny goi bioas vow. Firech oil, henkel yam skirra edder na merek. Krevis and Richard on the yenu nishturten gale. Erliam, dregger upon her, fag in the Welshin erwe hoe hoil as the scape ale as of yours for sign, the gin shin chit the veons commius kujach. As eral the ginach argus erbielia chit orin on shore, the gin mudge gol ha vur gus chirach and jory. Van Corl cortatnius den deja welia, as chilirach rennet gol toyacht troildoch. De leer henkert, renkert struwen weg, as noon rauw klachigen on, as rauw drochet on nader, gedot het smunjen een nacht, jinnig het kost na herrie, gus het jou elje. Henk, ai maid en strauwes doorti, niem koor mi heen me lai herrie, de wad schuwisch gul harms, maar de bech drochet vermis. William Gell remembers how, from the school on Sabbath days, we marched by way of cross four ways to join our elders' prayer and praise. Now that would be in the days of the Reverend William Gill, the uncle with whom William Henry and John Frederick Gill were sent from Sicily to live whilst attending King William's College. Instead of coming from Ballasalla and turning left to the church, William Gill looks to the right now. And just above, the glowing kiln, I'm glad to say it's glowing still, where John and Jane worked with a will to hew the stone and burn the lime, indigenous to Manin's clime, so useful at the ploughing time. William Billown Lime Quarry produces aggregate, including limestone chippings, but it's disused as a lime quarry per se for the purpose of agriculture. It had lime kilns, with older ones above the present working area. The bottom part of it was deeply excavated and pools formed, and now it forms Rosehill Quarry Area of Special Scientific Interest because of the flora and fauna it supports. Now, during an Cruniach, we heard Annie Bayliss singing her song Ol and Dra, which won the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition a couple of years ago, and it was being held at that time in Carlow. It's been in Carlow quite a few years, and Annie wrote this song about being in Carlow.
Thank you.
Annie Bayliss singing about being made to feel welcome and dancing away in Carrow, having a ride rather battered and tired in stormy weather. William Gell continues southward from the church, and just a little farther down we pass Great Meadow and Billown, homes of the Moors of Manx renown. The Moors claimed descent from the Irish Earls of Drogheda, and they took over Rushen Abbey land on its dissolution that we just heard of, although the first extant record of a John Moore holding that land comes some years later in 1607. The plain, south of Molloy Church, is part of the Abbey lands known as the Great Abbey Meadow, or now just as Great Meadow. John Moore's grandson, Thomas Moore, was a member of the House of Keys from 1661 to 1669. He married Alice Kirk, the heiress of Billown, and subsequent Moors of Great Meadow and Billown developed the lime quarrying and the lime kiln activity at Billown, where there was also Billown Mansion built. Billown Mansion didn't go out of the Moore family until 1975. Meanwhile, Great Meadow had been inherited in 1913 by one of the Moore's daughters, Mary Moore, and by the time she inherited, she was actually Mary Riggall, and the Riggall family continues to own Great Meadow. Mursor en Astrauchina Machi Hin Vindera Brugus of Ruelia. As Renegale, as Duchus Eilach Ege, Drittel Sus, the whole Herisha Drochet Norgent. Ach tre renke amain. As chile an ustia rai sha fo, hank gal moorer, as renish stapel, as a doddy gulna soja. Morso, gau a strau toyach dervei lost, renny brishons de fish, as hutchy stjaks a truen, as ren a gale skirra shees, as ve tassena, chows ve benten rishan ustia, as high and blowis magas. Eg a fawnra, vad a tushjach hanacht an chauchulu jau a vru, hraun yart ach da gherachti eg an rear. As an o na doddy corstri an arsan hin, renny frail rish gherachti arskin inch, da renny blaista. As nish son shigaras, veg gherachtan, bay trud eich vai, da rau tal yer, chauds vi troilt megirt, stapel, da goil fail yorish a truan. This is a band called Lyach.
Gashki kyo kwa hacha Lyle de sepa Sakhani sone kni salade Salam sa Kamal kyo
Ban hemisich liach as what well, clash and what goileren as a galig na halibe as vicre a gajera jay moran tang. Erin order our cree a reish agat egatalia, how we make a snade as a snyega, as renny whaler a chalia a reish. Ren upon record wistes an ax mu cortoil. Ach erin order our air whaler kujach ailes graeme and doer. Eg de chulliw ffôn yn nyrus yn tre sien, ta sy'n dw. A sien yn sgil sien. To Castletown we've quickly passed, and this short trip must be our last. For time and space are ebbing fast. Reader, our task is well nigh done. Like Manin's yarn, 'tis plain homespun. Just one more spinning will it run. If you for that with me cling, our final canto we shall sing within the palace of the king. And so ends the penultimate canto, so it means we've only got canto 9 to go. Ach, nish shend she and tre the gold a jar. Stand by for 2 hours of the best in chill out music in the company of Chris Pearson from 7 to 9, and then from 9 Judith Leigh will take you through into Monday morning with Sundown. Ach, shene Tamir Shulkarnish, and so Claire Nagale comes to a close with music by the Callum Stewart Trio. As much so now, until the next time then, this is Robert Cutting Carlow, Robert de Carslach.
Our Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Creorts, as Dutz, my year and share.